New York Yankees captain, shortstop Derek Jeter, played the final game of his 20-year Major League career against the Red Sox at Fenway Park yesterday, as the Yankees sent Sox players home for the season with one last loss, 9-5 Yankees. Jeter helped out, recording an RBI single in his final appearance at the plate before leaving the game to watch the rest from the dugout. WBUR's Martin Kessler was at the season finale and the Jeter goodbye celebration and has this report.
Derek Jeter's final game may have been 200 miles from Yankee Stadium, but the crowd at Fenway Park did its best to make the 14-time All-Star feel right at home.
Derek Jeter! Derek Jeter!
The crowd of nearly 37,000 featured enough pinstripes in navy blue to make Boston feel like the Bronx.
It's insane. This whole homestand has been absolutely insane. There's about 4-1 ratio, 4 to New York and 1 Red Sox.
That's Judy Johnson, a face painter and balloon artist at Fenway Park. In addition to her usual white and red balloons with the Red Sox logo, Johnson was making heart-shaped inflatables with Jeter's number 2, which she offered to fans as they walked by. But it was Jeter who came away with the most swag. In a pregame ceremony featuring former Sox greats, the Red Sox gave Jeter a piece of the Green Monster, signed by the 2014 team, featuring the word respect. Jeter said the ceremony exceeded his expectations.
This is a place where, we've been an enemy for a long, long time. And for them to flip the script this last time coming here, it made me feel extremely proud and happy that I was a part of this rivalry.
After the ceremony, once the game started, Jeter still had one last chance to leave his mark on the rivalry. He lined out to the shortstop in his first at-bat, but in the top of the third, he came to the plate with a runner on third base.
Jeter chops it off the plate towards third. Giacchini's got to wait for it to come down, and Jeter will reach. Run will score. Base hit for Derek Jeter. Ichiro Suzuki comes in.
After Jeter reached safely, Yankee Brian McCann came on to pinch run. Jeter trotted across the field, tipped his hat, and walked off the diamond for the last time.
I was just happy that I ended my career with a hit.
It was a fitting end to a Hall of Fame career and a festive day at Fenway Park. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martin Kessler.